Hi, Johnny.
I had two or three things. I want to tell you one. I don't know whether you know, they elected me chairman of the caucus of Democratic governors in Cleveland the other day.
Good, wonderful.
And we'll have a vice chairman and an executive committee that I'm going to name. I haven't named them yet. It'll probably be Al Rossellini from Washington. Probably be Frank Morrison of Nebraska. Probably Harrison of Virginia or Carl Sanders. And probably Dick Hughes of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I want to know if you had any thoughts on the committee man and the committee woman. It's not going to be easy. I haven't done anything except just think about it. And I'm reversing the procedure almost. I've thought about all the qualifications that I think they ought to have. Certainly one is to support you and be your friend, be mine, although that's less important, actually. Beyond that, they've got to have the money to travel and interest to do it, the ability to do it, to raise money and be of some support. I just don't think we ought to have a drone that we're honoring. I thought about Adele Locke as a committee woman, maybe Frank Irwin as a committee man. If I move Frank Irwin up, though, I've got to probably put Marvin Watson in as the state chairman, but I haven't done anything about it. I haven't talked to anybody about it. And beyond that, I just wondered if you had any thoughts on this convention down here. I think we're going to have a good convention, although Maury Maverick and Bill Kilgarlin are raising hell. And
I had a mean column in the news yesterday up here that I was calling all the labor leaders, giving them hell and telling them to pull them out of the convention. I haven't called a human and didn't even know about it, but some labor man down there called up here and put it in John Herlong's column in the news. Now, I haven't heard anything about it. I just do what I thought was right, and on the program,
we're not gonna.
I'd say I'm a Democrat and going to support the nominees, but I'll talk about our platform and their platform at the September convention after we see theirs. And
I thought we'd have two resolutions, one praising you and endorsing you and your leadership, and the other one just say support the nominees from courthouse to the White House.
That's good.
And that's all.
That's good.
I ain't going to have one even praising me or anybody else. I just thought we'd have those two. No, we'd have a third one, eulogizing Kennedy.
That's good. That's fine.
And, beyond that, I think it's a hell of a lot of talk. I don't think we've got any problems. I don't know of any we have other than that.
They say they're going to have two conventions. Who won in Dallas and San Antonio and Houston? Where are they contested? San Antonio?
I don't think there's any question but what the Bill Kilgarlin, what I call the liberal group, won in Houston. I don't think there's any question but what Cliff Casty and the conservatives won in Dallas. San Antonio was damn close. John Peace and his boys didn't get a fair shake. They wouldn't even hear them. Wouldn't even let them present a case before the credentials committee. And just they didn't get to be heard at all. Just wouldn't even hear them on some of the precincts that they had contested. Mm-hmm. San Antonio is the only one, and this I say to you in confidence, because they haven't said anything to anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's any question what the liberals won Houston, conservatives won Dallas. And I think they'll be seated done that way. And San Antonio, I don't know. It's a damn close call in San Antonio. John P. says he had it won, said it took 1,118, I believe, and he said he'd have had 1,250. Of course, the other side says they won. We've got a contest in Randall and Hutchison. They're seven counties and all, but they don't amount to much. But I have not fully gone into the fact. We're asking each of them to submit briefs in all the contested counties. But I don't think there's any county except one that's really of any importance, that's Bexar County. Randall, however, they claim up there that the liberals won by a few votes, but the reason they did is because they stole the biggest precinct in the county, which would have made the difference in the convention, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The other side said they didn't, but there are seven counties all.
Well, if they had them all, it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No. Mm-hmm. No. No. We figured it every way under the sun. We can't figure any way but a 2-1, giving them everything.
Mm-hmm.
Giving them all the counties. And I don't have any problem.
Scranton announced today, and I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know. I believe Goldwater looks pretty good, but he may not have.
I think Goldwater, my interpretation of it is that that what they've done, they've just thrown Scranton in the breach in order to protect themselves a little bit on the theory he voted against cloture. And they didn't want the whole Republican Party, in effect, to go by default after that vote. My judgment is, if he voted against, voted for cloture, Scranton would never have announced. Mm-hmm. That'd be my guess. And that what they're doing, they just feel like now they have to put somebody else in the arena with him, mm-hmm. so that they don't all get tarred with endorsing his position on cloture. Mm-hmm. That'd be my interpretation. But I don't know whether that's right or not. Scranton didn't indicate to me out in Cleveland that he's a damn bit interested. And I think it resulted from the stimulant that arose from this vote that he cast.
You go on and do what's right and run it the way you want to, and I know it'll be all right.
Well, ain't nobody going but your friends, and they're going to be for you for president, whoever in the hell you want for vice president. They ain't going to raise hell about your program or anything else. I just, as you know, I don't want to endorse it now because we don't know what head it is.
I'd say I'm endorsing him, and if he had a program, I'd be glad to endorse that. I haven't seen his program, don't know what it is, and he doesn't know himself. And matter of fact, I think that he's still working it out in Congress, and whenever he's ready to submit it to anybody, we'll be the first ones to look at it.
That's fine.
I just say that I'm going to be on the platform committee, and I'm going to help write the program. That's what I tell them. I just say there ain't no program yet, and I'm going to be on the platform committee and help write it.
That's where the Bell and Poll came out today.
What does it show?
Shows you the all-time high of 84%.
Mm.
Shows me...
That's 74 in the nation Sunday.
Yeah.
Gallup's coming out Sunday, 74.
And shows me 82.
God almighty, well, that's wonderful.
Highest of any governor since they started keeping it in 1940. Highest was 79. You hit 84 and I hit 82.
I don't believe we're that good, do you?
No. No, I don't believe we're that good. Well, congratulations on your foreign aid bill and congratulations on cloture.
Well, thank you, my friend. We're doing the best we can.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job. I don't know any problems. Incidentally, the next time Frank Morrison calls, if you don't mind, tell Jack or Walter somebody put him through to you if you possibly can talk to him.
Yeah, I didn't know he'd call.
I know it. He's called up there four or five times, he says.
Now look.
Okay.
All right.